Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What's up, fuckos?
What about...
I made it. Mama.
Good. What's up, fucko?
What up, fucko?
How
we
doing?
Just said, we unofficially took the summer off.
Oh, and it's been a long time. What's going on?
So we unofficially took the summer off.
Yeah, 2 months. Holy shit. I mean, how's your guys' summer been?
Oh, it's great. I mean, when was the last time we guys talked? Couple months, right? Yeah, literally?
Who are we kidding? We talk every day.
You got a tan.
Me too.
Yeah, Josh is pretty dark.
I've been peeling for a month.
So, Tone, what'd you have for dinner?
Haven't ate yet.
You didn't eat yet? So you just got home, whatever, you're chilling, out in the pod. Did you even say hi to Katie or no?
Barely. I was like, babe, pod time.
Barely.
Can't talk.
He knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, guys, football is back.
Football time! I'm ready.
Can't wait. It's been a long time.
And we had breaking news today.
Teddy D. Born in New Orleans. Had it happen. Because I think everyone and their mother knew that Sammy was going to start. Everyone. But that's why I don't give a bull just doesn't say it. Like it's not a state secret. Like, just tell the people that maybe that's why he was using it as, like, trade leverage or whatever.
I'm really excited because the last football experience I have is watching the Philadelphia Eagles, disgusting, dirty team that they are with their idiot fans eating horse shit off the floor, win the Super Bowl. So I'm excited to get this party started, starting next week.
Yeah.
Ooh, who did the Giants open up with? Jacksonville, right?
Yeah.
Terry.
They got the Jags.
Jacksonville?
They got the Jags week
one. Oh, the Giants? Yeah, they open up against Jacksonville. Odell versus Jalen Ramsey. It's going to be great.
That's going to be lit.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I feel like the Giants are going to smack them. I think the Jaguars are... Maybe I read it wrong. I think they're like a 3-point favorite.
Yeah, they are.
That's insane. You're telling me Blake Bortles in a road game is a 3-point favorite? Nah. No way.
But they're banking on that defense being unbelievable.
I mean, I don't know. It's going to be tough to top last year, but I don't know if Giants' offense is going to be that much better, I think. That's just crazy. I'm thinking Giants all day.
Oh, I'm taking Giants. All day in that game. Hell yeah. Home game.
Yeah.
They're all pumped up.
Getting 3 at home. Yeah. Back over, push off the extension, debut, new coach, everything. That crowd's going to be going ape shit. Bortles is going to shit his pants. The Rangers are going to cry on the sideline.
Jacksonville just lost Marquise Lee. They don't really have receivers. Bortles, I'm not confident. They it's going to, like, for them to beat the Giants, I think their defense has to... I played really well. Really stop our weapons. Now think about it. We have Eli. He's got the whole the entire left side protected. I don't know about the right side, but the left side is protected now. With you got Hernandez. You got Nate from New England.
You got all the Holly mods out there.
You got Ingram at tight end. Hopefully he's okay with the concussion. And you got Shepard, Odell, you got Saquon in the backfield. That's a pretty, that's a fun, exciting, should be explosive offense.
Yeah. I think they're definitely a playoff team, to be honest. I don't know why their odds are so low.
The
schedule is very tough. I guess they're a little still worried about their defense, especially like the linebackers and shit, but offense. Shit, there's not many teams that I'm taking over the Giants, to be honest with you. If Eli's protected, that's very big if.
Yeah, Eli's got to be Eli and be protected and, you know, not fall off the cliff.
For sure.
Yeah, Giants are one of those teams. They could, it can go either way. I really have no idea. They can go 11-5 or they can go, I don't know about 5-11, but one big injury, especially on the offensive line, which already is shaky, could be pretty ugly.
Right. I think for them, it's all about they have to start well. They have to start like 2-1, or you know they can't start like 1-3, get up to a bad start like last year. Because I don't think they were that bad last year, but they lost like those brutal games in the beginning by like you know it was like tough games like that game at Philly where they probably should have won. Like they can play with anybody. They just if you lose a few in a row, like it just kind of your confidence gets shot. People start going crazy on each other and just like snowballs into a shitty year. You just have to start.
And then a lot of people got hurt. We had at one point we had no running backs, no Odell, no Shep. Ingram was the one like kind of just the only offense, and the offense was terrible.
Just terrible.
Yeah. What was a crazy stat I saw? They haven't scored more than like 30 points in like 2 seasons or 3 seasons. It was, like, a lot of games where they just didn't score more than 30 points. It was just a shocking stat, and, you know, blame that on McAdoo or whatever.
That's all McAdoo, yeah. I mean, if they have the talent on the team, it's just
weird. He's, like, an offensive guy.
And people talk about the offensive line, but I think, like, everybody has a really bad offensive line. Like, there's only a handful of teams that have good offensive lines. Like, I'll give you a point. Like, our offensive line last year was horrendous. But 3 starters on that offensive line left, and now they got, like, multiple-year deals on other teams, and they're starting for those teams. So, like, if our offensive line was so bad, how are those 3 players on different teams starting and getting multi-year deals? Like, I don't know. Well, I think everybody's line is shaky.
Definitely. So overall, though, you're pretty pumped for them. You're confident they're going to be pretty good.
Listen, anything beats last year. Last year was so depressed. It was the worst season I had ever experienced. I'm happy Ben McAdoo is out. Hopefully, he left the country. Then we'll let him back in.
Put him in a box.
Look what the fruits of your labor have brought you, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, man.
All that new coach.
God, according to David Gettleman.
New coach, new GM. It was for the better. I think you're better off.
I'm excited for Shermer.
Yeah, he seems very just like whatever, which is kind of, I guess, what you want from a coach. You don't want him to be all over the media creating, you know, stories or whatever. And he knows how to deal with the media. McAdoo had no fucking clue how to talk to anybody. You could tell just by the players, Sherman, the media.
Sure,
he had like no, like, personal skills at all. He was a fucking idiot.
Shermer didn't show up with an oversized suit looking like a clown. And he didn't come back. He didn't change his hairstyle to look like Pat Riley early 90s.
I don't know.
I'm excited about what I think he's going to do with the offense. I think he's going to run the ball a lot. I think he's going to make Eli look good. And hopefully, really showcase Odell Beckham.
Who's the one guy that like no one really talks about on the Giants that you think will have a big year, kind of like a forgotten man?
A dark horse.
So on offense, I think who really needs to step up is going to be Shepard. He's got to really show us that he's worth the second round pick that I expect. So I think on offense, it's got to be him. On defense.
Well, he's going to have a good year. He just had a baby with Chanel Iman, so he's good to go. Great. He's good. He's going to be all hyped.
I think I'm looking for him to break out. Hopefully one of these linebackers or corners step up. I don't know who. Like, I don't think it's going to be Ogletree. You know, I don't think he can cover the pass very well. But
they have
Lorenzo Carter.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, too bad. I wish Giants and Jets were playing this year in the regular season, but is that next year or two more years? I think it's next year.
I think it's two more. I forget.
I think it's two more. I think it was December.
I don't even remember.
But
I don't even remember what happened.
Yeah.
What happened?
Tony, we were at the freaking game, bro.
That was
the overtime.
Yes, that game was incredible.
That was a crazy game.
I completely forgot about that.
Schmund was there. How can you forget that Schmund was there?
Schmundy was Cortina. There, of course. That was an amazing game. Walking out of MetLife.
So if you had to guess a sweeping record for Giants.
I'm gonna go with 11-5 division chance.
Wow.
Keep going.
Hang up, Redskins. So yeah, Giants. I think they got some mojo coming this year for sure.
All right,
11-5, baby. Chance.
I say 10-6, and I don't know about winning the division, but they definitely get in, whether it's wild card or not. And I think everything clicks. I think Eli has maybe one of his best seasons ever. So 10-6.
You guys got me all excited. Wow. Ooh. I'm gonna say 9-7, and they win the division with 9-7.
Wow.
Okay. So you're basically saying like Wentz or Foles, like they have like, you know, the Eagles have, you know, quarterback injury problems, issues, concerns.
I just think it was they got hot at the right time. Everything clicked. I just don't see them. I don't know. I just don't see them being nearly as good as they were last year. It'll be a one hit wonder. Okay. And I think maybe they'll finish 8-8. But I think if we're a 9-7, we win the division.
Yeah, I feel like that division, it's always like you can win it at 9-7, like no problem. Where in the AFC East, you know, forget about that. You got to go, you know, 13-3.
You got to win 13 games to win it, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Everyone's always like, "Wow, that division is trash." Yeah, I mean, like the division is not that great, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the Patriots outside of the division, they win every game. Pretty much. So it's fucked up. I hate them. You got to get the hell out of here. So clearly they're winning the division again this year. But I think our Jets are going to go 9-7, 10-6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I think they're definitely. And I also think they're going to get Khalil Mack. That's going
to
happen.
That needs to happen. Yeah. I hope is someone checking Twitter? Like, I want to see that tonight. Like, I want to post this pod and us be pissed off because we didn't get to talk about it.
Like
it actually happened, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm
we can. Cool. I want to talk about Khalil Mack, but before I do that, so I'm going to say that they're going to be. I actually want to go to the sports book this weekend and I want to throw a couple bucks on the Jets just winning the division just for the hell of it. And I'm actually pretty high on them for the over. I think where they Vegas odds has them at like 6.5 or something.
Yeah. 6.5, yeah.
I think they go 8-8.
Their schedule is
8-8 or better. 8-8 or better.
Yeah, their schedule's not that bad. I think I was reading today, so you can have a go by last year. It's tough because it changes so radically year to year. But they have like the fifth easiest schedule. I don't think they go out west this year, so like that helps a lot. A lot of the tougher teams they play are at home. Like the Packers are at home, the Vikings are at home. Like stuff.
Listen,
like that.
They got decent receivers. They can run the ball. The defense is pretty solid. You got playmakers. Now I think, and last year they overachieved.
They should have won 9 games last year.
Yeah,
there's a lot of games they like screwed up at the end. Whether it was like coaching or a couple bad calls, whatever. Like those couple fumbles in the Panther game and the Patriot game, which is a joke.
Well,
no, they're competitive.
A few, I mean, a few things holding them back. Obviously, no pass rush, offensive line, and Todd Bowles. I think that's the three main factors there. I still don't see it with Bowles, and this is do or die this season, right? But like, I think it's gonna be 8-8. I agree with you, Juice, and 8-8 probably retains his job, right?
Yeah, it probably retains it, and then I don't know if
they. You guys don't like him?
I don't. It's the same shit over and over. If you watch games like really, really intently, pay attention to everything. His time management is terrible. He's just soft to me. Like, you know how Peterson, like against the Patriots, like how many fourth downs did he go for? And at the end of the half, he was going for it with like 30 seconds left. Todd Bowles would have punted on all of those stuff. He would have kneeled before the half. He plays way, way, way too conservative for me. And that's a mentality. That doesn't change overnight. I don't think it ever will change.
He's Bunny B.
Yeah.
He lost a lot of weight. Maybe that'll help. He's skinny now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seems like a dork.
Seems like a nice guy, but he should stay a coordinator, honestly. I think he's a little in over his head. You know, head coaching's not for everyone. You know, it's not, shouldn't hang his, hat on that, but like, he'll definitely get a job right away, like as a D coordinator, like 100%. But yeah, I think they're gonna go 8-8. He'll probably come back, and they have still a ton of cap space, and they'll be locked and loaded. They'll be ready.
Give me a breakout player or a player you're really excited about watching every week.
On the Jets,
yeah.
Yeah, Jets.
Paul, go first.
I'm going to say Herndon from Miami, the tight end they drafted this year. He didn't really play too much in the preseason, but he had like knee surgery, whatever, like earlier in the year, so they're kind of resting him, but he's been tearing up practice. I watched a lot of Miami games last year. He's a stud. He's going to be, I think, not this year, obviously, but I think like a 1,000-yard receiver over the, like within like a year or two. And Darnold has like loved his tight ends in college, so he relies on them a lot. He's going to be a guy that everyone knows his name like pretty quickly, that no one knows about now.
Okay.
Chris Herndon, get familiar.
Get familiar. Okay, that's a good one. Here's mine, and he's a familiar face. Bilal motherfucking Powell, baby.
Bilal Powell.
I think this is finally his turn. He's going to be the feature back, the number one back. Finally gets to show what he's really all about, and he's about fucking yards, baby. So
tell him, Jerry.
So yeah, Bilal Powell, man. I think
I agree.
This is his time.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see all this love for Sam Darnold. Like Tony Romo said, he's going to be the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's like a little OD, and it scared me a little bit. And I feel like I'm afraid in like 2 years, like that freezing cold takes Twitter account is just going to have a field day with all this shit going on.
Oh, my God,
like,
yeah.
With people that say about him. But I don't know, man. Like, of course, as Jets fans are always cynical and like negative. But I think I've spent a lot of money. He's our guy, man. He's our guy.
It looks like right now, though, like after years and years of blunders, right? There's a YouTube Jets draft blunder. They finally got it right. And it's like sometimes you just got to get lucky. And maybe this is the year where the best player in the draft went to the New York Jets at number 3. It might be.
We've waited years.
It's almost like the Giants handed us a gift. Like, sorry, you have to share a stadium with us for years. You're a laughing stock. We'll give you this one. You know, like, but what they're giving us is potentially one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So, with that being said, I mean, is this going to haunt them for forever?
Only. I mean, you gotta wait. We won't know. Obviously, I mean,
it could. I mean, that's what
if he wins the Super Bowl. Like, if he wins the Super Bowl, like quickly. I mean, Jets fans are not going to hear the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, if Giants, if they win it this year, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, it won't matter.
Even if Darnold wins even if they win one, like, 8 years down the road, they're like, what? He was that last piece before Eli retired to get him a third ring. he was worth every, you know, every dollar in the high draft pick. So, or, you know, both these teams, they could both not win it in 10 years. Let's say, but if Darnold wins like a couple,
I was very adamant in saying that we should go quarterback. But I think when they did their evaluation, they see Eli as somebody, Eli never got hurt. Eli never got hurt, yeah, ever. So if that continues, right, he can play like 5 more years as long as he never gets hurt. I don't know if he can play well, but they think that, well, he can play well as long as he's protected. He plays bad, yeah, and they have no offensive line.
Yep.
So yeah. I think they, if you asked me last year, I said Eli has 1 year left. But I don't know. Maybe he has four. Maybe they think he has 3 or 4 years left. So if he has three or four years.
Yeah, I think you've got three left.
Yeah. You can get a quarterback. I think now, if you look at it, like, they can pay for a quarterback. You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to be like one of these teams, like the Dolphins or Bills, who doesn't have a quarterback for 20 years. They won't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably look out.
I agree.
They'll look out and they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out.
Let's just hope that everybody on our teams is healthy the whole year. Everybody.
Yeah, fingers crossed. But let's go back to the Bridgewater trade real quick. I know it was risky to hold out for something better. But I just don't get it. I mean, they get a third rounder, great, but why'd they have to give up a sixth rounder? I mean,
well, that I don't understand. Like, if anything, I thought like they were gonna get a 2 or 3, and like for me, 3 was kind of on the downside. I felt like a team was gonna get desperate, but
yeah,
I guess they figured, you know, it's a week away from the regular season. You know, we kind of have to. We can't get too greedy here. We gotta kind of take it. And you know, if nothing happened, what are you gonna do? If you're stuck with them all year, you're not re-signing them next year. So it's like, you gave up a third-round pick. You know, you took a gamble. You could do that, but I guess he figured, you know what? He's going to get greedy pretty much. But I'm kind of surprised that New Orleans was the team.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, no one, that they weren't talked about at all. I mean, Breeze is definitely up there, but didn't he just sign an extension this year?
I think so, and I mean, they must know, right? Something. They must know he's pretty much, what, got like 1 more year or 2 more? I mean, I have no idea.
It is kind of weird. You know, their team is pretty stacked, so they're probably thinking, you know what, let's just have this guy just in case if, like, Breeze gets injured or a year doesn't go to shit, and they think that's worth it because they have a championship contender this year. But I'm rooting for him, man. He seems like he's a really good dude. He had a, you know, terrible injury, and it was like everyone in the Jets like loved him. They were raving about him just like the short amount of time he was there. So I hope he kills it eventually. He deserves to be a starting quarterback.
Yeah, he does.
I'm surprised that Jacksonville, you didn't hear more noise around them. Maybe Blake Bortles is playing good.
That's a team. Yeah, like, why would they not give us Fowler?
He's the 70th best quarterback in the league. 70. I don't know what Teddy was at, but you know.
Yeah.
You want to start the 70th best quarterback in the league. Sure. Go for it. But
yeah, so
we'll see.
Praise be
to
Teddy.
Do you think now they got the third pick? Do you think, now you mentioned Khalil Mack, can they flip this in the first for Khalil?
I hope so.
I mean, I hope that'll be enough. Because they supposedly think they have like so many holes that they need to. They can't pay Mac like this boatload of money because then they have so much other stuff to take care of. They figure trade him, get a lot of picks, and rebuild, you know, with more people around Carr. I guess Gruden doesn't think he's worth it, that amount of money.
I also heard that their owner is the poorest owner in the NFL.
The Raiders? Davis? Yeah.
Davis?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, the haircut says it all.
Yeah. So maybe he doesn't want to pay big contract.
Yeah.
But then why give up?
I mean, the guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. How does that add up? I mean, the guy won. When was he defensive player of the year? Was it last year or 2 years ago? I mean, he's an all pro. What, 25? I mean, you trade, if I'm the Jets, you trade a first round pick and a third and maybe like
a third the following year.
Just do it.
He's worth it.
Just do it.
I mean, look at McCagnan. Look who he drafted in the third and fourth round anyway. He's cutting, like, all the ones they drafted are going to be gone after this round of cuts.
I know.
They've been shit.
I know. Third round picks are a crapshoot. I mean, yeah, just do it. I mean, he's only 25, which, I mean.
Not signing.
The only thing that scares me is, like, the Jets having a terrible year, and they have, like, the number two pick or some shit like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That
like,
would be
That's why if I'm the Raiders, I'm hopping on it. Like, they're talking about, like, the Seattle, Green Bay is, like, a main threat. Their first-round picks are going to be a lot higher than, I mean, lower than the Jets. So, if I'm the Raiders, I'm talking to the Jets.
Yeah. I think the plan was never to keep Khalil Mack. Because I heard as soon as John Gruden signed on, the coach, like, he's their best player. They never spoke to each other.
For months, yeah. Still probably haven't.
Like, how do you see that? Like, I think, isn't that, like, a famous quote from Jeff Van Gundy? Like, the most important relationship is between the coach and the best player, the star player.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that just shows you he doesn't want him. He wants no parts of him. He probably don't want to, like, sugarcoat or try and be buddy-buddy when in the back of his mind he's like, I kind of want to, you know, trade you for, you know, like a King's Ransom or whatever. So,
meanwhile,
it's a weird situation.
Him and Derek Carr are getting along, like, really well. I see them, like, on the media, like, comments, you know, complimenting each other. And, you know, Gruden was on TV saying he's going to make an excellent coach one day. He's just so smart and all stuff. So, I think he's trying to get a boatload of picks and then fill some of those holes.
Yeah. I don't see it ending too well with Gruden and the Raiders at all.
So
I don't know about Gruden.
So let's just, before we can get to Gruden in a sec, let's just do a quick hypothetical. If they do indeed trade for Khalil Mack, the Jets, that 8-8 prediction, I think he's good enough for at least another win. Maybe two.
Sure.
So 9-7, 10-6 at the best. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they should do it, but what do I know?
When you're talking about 9 and 7, 10 and 6, that's why I'm saying, like, I want to go to the book and bet against the Patriots. Because at some point, it's going to fall apart, right? Like, we've been saying it for 20 years, but really now, like, the quarterback's 41 years old. Like, it's got to fall off. Like, he's going to be more prone to injury. And they have no wide. This is the worst wide receiving core I think they've ever had.
Yeah,
it's I don't worry about that with them, like, ever. I really don't worry about that though with them, because they'll use the running backs out of the backfield.
It's a system,
you know, man.
Yeah, it's their system. Chris Hogan's going to be like, I mean, Juice. What round did he go? Or both of you guys? What round did he go in your fantasy drafts, Chris Hogan?
Hogan, I think he went high. He went high,
and
people, like,
bragging
that they got him.
Yeah, he was in, like, the 70s, like, 60s, or 50s, I don't know, 50s maybe, like, the total. But, like, overall,
like, even Gronk, right? How much does Gronk have left in the tank?
Yeah. Remember this name, though, Braxton Berrios. He's another, like, little white guy they drafted. He's from Miami. Gonna be a stud.
Yeah, I mean, and to your point, like, they'll bring the... There'll be someone like a Berrios or someone else who comes out of nowhere and kills it for them.
And no one, like, really knows this guy's name. And then after week one, you know, he's going to have 8 catches for 150 yards.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, they found another one. Always out.
Yeah. Brady's, you know, I mean, he did win the MVP last year. And it was funny, though. Bob Ryan, I was listening to on the radio earlier, and Bob Ryan was on. And he's like, this is the first year where Brady's just like, he's weird. He's Michael Jackson weird. That's what he said. That Brady's become like Michael Jackson weird, which is some of the things he's.
But then he like, you see that stuff? He like hung up on the interview.
Yeah, I've heard
in
that.
Boston, the radio guys or whatever.
Yeah
they were like asked him about his trainer.
Yeah.
Which so I mean, do you think he's taking anything? Obviously, his body doesn't like. He looks like fucking regular Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
But who knows what the hell he's like taking? You know what I mean? You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that guy's sketchy as hell. If you read about him, that Guerrero guy, he's like really, really sketchy. Belichick knows it too.
Yep.
And then Edelman was training with him and got popped for the PED, so.
Well, I don't know.
A lot of smoke.
Belichick should leave and go somewhere else. It's time.
Well, it's still the most bizarre thing ever. Like, why did he trade Jimmy G? Apparently, he was like in love with Jimmy G. We need to know what happened there. Yeah. We need to know. Like, it's crazy.
Well, I guess that guy had the article that came out, right? He wrote, like, a whole thing that, like, remember he dropped it in, like, the middle of the year last year, at the end of the year?
Yeah. But how, like, they all kinda, like, don't like the...
Yeah.
Yeah. He hinted at it, but I feel like there's definitely... Like, last year was, like, the first year where you really, like, heard of, like, bad shit coming out of New England. You never used to hear that before. You know, I feel like... Yeah. They're definitely starting to show, like, cracks in the system now.
Well, I mean,
they have to, man. It has to end eventually. Everything fucking ends. So,
but
they're no different.
It's funny. You think that, like, the deflated balls scandal would take them down? It didn't. You think the Spygate would take them down? It didn't. Aaron Hernandez, it didn't. Like,
yeah,
they were resilient as fuck. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
you never count them out, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Bizarre. Yeah. Think about it. They made it's like so hard to make the Super Bowl. They've lost it 3 times, and they still have 5 championships. Like, yeah. It's insane. Yeah. So, like, it'll come to an end.
Yep.
Maybe this year.
It better be. So, you sleep for this year.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go around and give our biggest sleeper. Juice, you go first.
Want to do AFC sleeper, then NFC sleeper, or what do you want?
Yeah, that's a good one. So, Juice, you go first.
Juice! So, NFC... Think about this. I mean, listen, we won 3 games last year. I'm going to say the Giants.
Okay.
Okay. AFC?
Say the Giants. But if I'm staying away from the home crowd, I'm going to go San Francisco 49ers.
Jimmy, he's getting that porn star Pulmani, so he's all revved up.
Jimmy Gorgeous.
he should do better than that, but yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. All right. So we got Giants and San Fran.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh wait, I thought we were doing one AFC, one NFC.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Giants. I'll go Niners, and then AFC sleeper. Maybe the Chargers.
Ooh, that's
okay.
A good one. I was thinking.
I don't know if that's a sleeper, but I
was thinking
about the Chargers.
I was thinking about using that one. Didn't they start off like horrible last year? Like, lost every game, like, within 3 points or something. Like, the first half of the
game.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
When they played...
They were in every game, though, man. They're good, though.
Yeah, in every
game. They played the Giants. It was 0-4 versus 0-4.
Yeah.
And they beat us by a field goal or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so you got right. Niners and Chargers, 2 California teams. Paul, you go.
For the AFC, my Cincinnati Bungles, my man Marvin.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, I think everyone is just so down on them, and
no,
you know, before
no,
this year they were always there, like they always had the hype. They have a shitload of talent on that team. I think this year, like, yeah, like you're saying, no one's talking about them. They really didn't lose anybody. They got some other pieces. Other guys are getting older. You know, better assimilated with the team. Marvin's got to come through like one of these years, right? Like he's due. It has been like 15 years. He hasn't won a playoff game. I think this is the year they kind of break through. So for that, yeah, for AFC, I'm taking them.
Wow.
And NFC. Oh,
whoa, another one. What? Do tell.
Mr. Mitchell Trubisky is going to tear it up. I like their coach Nagy. Mr. Charles Nagy. Mm-hmm. Was it Matt Nagy? Whatever. He can coach.
Flaggy Nagy.
Yeah, Nagy. And I like what they did in the offseason. They got Robinson, Allen Robinson from Jacksonville, who was hurt last year. But when he's healthy, he's like a top 10, top 15 receiver. Got Burton from Philly. And, I think Mitchell's going to tear it up. They got Jordan Howard. So they're a pretty solid defense. I think that division is going to come down a little bit, too. I don't think the Vikings, they're going to be good, but they're not going to be like a Super Bowl contender. Packers,
they're all Rodgers, so they're like one little injury away from being total garbage. Lions, I'm never. You guys know how I feel about Matt Stafford, so.
Yeah.
That division really doesn't scare me at all. The Bears, and then another one is the Bucks with the crab legs down there.
What?
I think he's gonna, yeah, really just like come back on a mission and just
shut everyone up.
Play great. As much as he, I don't like the guy, I think he's gonna play pretty well.
Okay.
And that's another team that has a lot of talent and hype around them last year, but they just totally shit the bed. So people forget about them, but those are the teams that normally come back to play in the end and like just like. You know, think they're great for him.
Okay. Well, I have actually three. My first being the Houston Texans. I don't know why. I just feel like last year.
JJ.
What's that?
JJ.
What are you saying? I can't hear what you're saying.
JJ what?
Oh, JJ. Yeah, is he? He's healthy, right? Or is he not?
Yeah, he's healthy. He's healthy. They got the Honey Badger.
Yeah.
You got Hopkins at wide receiver. And the popular bet, I've seen this bet a lot, is people taking Deshaun Watson for MVP.
Yeah, man. Like, that was, like, one of the, like, that how big of a bummer was that last year when Watson went down? Like,
yeah.
That sucked. Like, he was so much fun to watch. And I'm excited to see him again. And then that defense and... Got one, yeah. They got Hopkins. Like I don't know. I'm thinking the Texans might do big things if they're healthy. Because Watt's always hurt, and so is what's his face? Who's the other lineman? They got number one pick. That's always hurt. Oh, the clown.
Clowny.
Yeah. So I think the Texans. Juice, I'm with you on the Chargers, and in the NFC, I mean they were dirty last year, but I think they're going to be even better. The Rams. Going with the Rams.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
With that. As a sleeper?
That's not really a sleeper, right? Yeah, I know. Damn.
Come on, dog. The freaking Patriots are a sleeper, too.
All right. I'm going to go with the Giants. I mean, would you call them a sleeper, though? I mean, just because they had a bad record last year. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, man. We won three games last year.
Yeah. All right, Giants.
We're giving a lot of giant love.
A lot of giant love. No, I'm like...
I'll take it. I need it. I won three games last year. I'll take all the love I can get.
I really, like, sure. I'm going to be just as excited to watch Giant games as I am the Jet games this year. Like, equally excited, I feel like, just because Giants have so much...
Are you going to be, like, rooting for them to lose, like, normal, or are you going to be like, yeah, I want them to be good this year?
He hates the Giants.
It's kind of like a win-win, because if they lose a lot, I'll be like, sucks for you guys. But if they win, I'm like, see, I'm a smart guy.
Yeah,
you know
exactly. It's
about.
A win-win. Yep, exactly.
I just, you know, I mean, we could talk about the favorites. I'm sick of seeing some of these teams.
Yeah.
Like the Steelers, I don't want to see the Steelers anymore.
Yeah,
somehow,
exactly.
Every year they're there. I didn't know. They went 6-0 in their own division last year.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yep. On offense, they're sick. They have so many weapons at wide receiver. If Bell comes back, but even if Bell doesn't come back, they got James Conner backing him up.
Yeah. He's a beast, man. And Juju.
Juju's good. They got Antonio Brown is probably the best in it. The game, I don't know. I'm sick of seeing them, but they're going to be there probably.
Yep.
Like, think about it. If you had to pick a team coming out of the AFC and you can't pick the Patriots, who do you take? You know, I would probably just start looking at the AFC West to like the Chargers. But like, I don't know. I'm not confident that Pat Mahomes is going to lead the Chiefs anywhere. So I'd probably have to go Steelers.
Mahomes, I love Pat Mahomes. I hope he does good.
I don't know about him. I think he's going to be either really, really good or like an epic fail.
Like a turnover machine. I could just see him like...
Like
a six like interception game. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like running backwards, like, you know, I play Madden with the quarterback and it's like chucking it. Like, he's either going to be like a disaster. Yeah. Like a disaster or, you know, really good. I don't think he's going to be like in between.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who are the favorites? Pats, Steelers, you know, the usual suspects. Vikings, Saints. I think those two teams
will win. Vikings are getting a lot of love. A
lot of love, yeah.
I think they're getting too much, man. Way too much.
Why? I mean, I think they are, like, legit, but, like, you think it's... You
know, I don't know, man. I don't trust Kirk Cousins in, like, a big-time playoff-packed, like, game.
Right.
Neither do I.
Right. What about the...
I don't know.
I've never gone to a Giants game when they were playing the Redskins and was afraid of Kirk Cousins. Ever.
No, exactly.
What about the Falcons? Are they a sleeper or a favorite? Or are they somewhere in between there?
Somewhere in between. They're just like, you respect them, but like, you don't really expect like crazy amount of, you know, from them.
Right.
Oh, they're a weird team, man. Ever since the Super Bowl, I'm kind of like, you guys fucked up. Like
how did they choke last year, too? Like, they should have been winning. They should have freaking beat the Eagles.
Yeah. Little throw at the end of the game. Julio almost had it, but
forgot about that.
Yeah, wow. Man, they've had some brutal losses in the playoffs, man.
Yeah, Rams probably. Yeah, they're definitely gonna be back. The Seahawks, I feel like, do they fall from grace, or are they just like, you know, business as usual?
Yeah, honest, I don't like know like who's on their team.
Right.
I think they'll be like a 6-10, 7-9 team.
Okay, so
they got Russell, they got Baldwin. Who else is on their team?
Baldwin's a little nicked up. They drafted Petty,
who's been running back. who gained like 30 pounds since the combine. They said, and he's like averaging 1 yard per carry.
He's hurt too,
and he's hurt. Yeah, he's so he's not off to a very good start.
Yeah, I really don't know anyone on their team. Please, like, boom.
Earl Thomas is there, but Chance is done. Sherman's gone. Can you name any other offensive player like Lockett, little guy?
I can't.
That's all I know. I don't know anyone else on their team.
I can't. Two teams I'm curious about. The Packers and the Ravens. Like, I feel like those are two kind of like, and you know, you look at Rodgers on the Packers and then the Ravens, they're always kind of like in it. But like, what do you think of those two teams? Are they going to be anything?
Oh, Packers, you said, and the Raiders?
Ravens.
Oh, Ravens. I think Ravens are going to be a lot better this year. I think they could win that division. But that should be a wild card team. They've been, like, pretty, like, shitty the past, like, few years. And
the Ravens?
I think that this year, yeah, man. If you look at their record, they're, like, way under 500 in the past, like, 3 or 4 years.
I feel like they've been, like, they're just always solid. Like, they're always there. I don't know.
That's what everyone thinks. They have, like, a big-time rep, but
yeah,
they've been pretty, like, shitty lately.
Does Lamar start?
Like, Harbaugh was kind of, like, on the hot seat, like, a little bit. Like, a lot of fans, like, wanted him gone.
What's going on? I haven't paid attention, really, to them. Like, is it Flacco, obviously, day one starter, or has Lamar been killing it?
Yeah. Jackson is not ready. He hasn't looked that good, and Flacco's been playing pretty well.
Okay.
So he's definitely going to start. So.
The baby giraffe.
I don't know who else is on their team.
Yeah, I don't
who's know. Who's their top wide receiver?
Beats me. I don't do fantasy, so I don't know a lot of players anymore.
Yeah, I really I think it's like, oh, Crabtree. It's not Crabtree.
Oh, they got Crabtree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Crabtree. And then they're always gonna have a good defense, special teams.
Special teams, yeah, of course.
But I think Flacco, ever since the Super Bowl, has been pretty.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then the Packers. I mean, Rodgers just got that crazy extension.
As long as he's healthy, they'll be in it. They'll be. Contender.
But who's he?
Throwing? I think the defense is decent too. I think.
Defense is good, but like, who's he throwing to? Does it really matter? I guess.
I don't think Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams.
They'll find people. They always find people. They'll be fine.
Yeah, but like, why can't we get Rodgers? Like, can you imagine if he ever played with like Randy Moss? Like, how awesome would that be? Or like,
yeah.
I mean, can we get him someone like dynamic like that? Like, that would be sick.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are they doing?
Yeah, they don't have Jordy anymore. He's on Oakland.
Yeah, like who? Like, you know. So let's see. I mean, I love Rodgers. I'll be rooting for him. But
the Ravens might have the most
unexciting offense ever. They got Joe Flacco quarterback. Their running backs are Alex Collins, Javorius Allen, Kenneth Dixon. Wide receivers, Michael Crabtree, Willie Snead, John Brown.
Yikes. Yuck.
Tight end, yes, Nick Bowl, or Hayden Hurst. Hayden Hurst is good. And then they got the opera singer at place kicker, Justin Tucker.
He's an opera singer? For real?
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Like, what? Like, he does, like, shows, or he just, like, in his house, he does, like, opera?
No, he does shows.
What?
Wow. I'll send you the tapes.
Interesting. Okay.
A kicking opera, man. It's pretty impressive.
I like it.
Who's going to Super Bowl?
Oh yeah, let's make our Super Bowl picks.
Super Bowl. AFC, I'm gonna go with the Denver Broncos.
Okay, we haven't talked about them.
Broncos and the Rams.
Who's Broncos, playing? Rams.
Yeah. So I think my man Keenum.
So Keenum takes him to the play well. Promised Land?
Yeah, and then they got Von Miller. And who's the guy they drafted again?
Bradley Chubb.
Ooh, boy. Yeah, that defense. They got him, wow. Shane Ray. Wow. They still got Harris on that team. Secondary is still really good. That defensive line is going to destroy people. Destroy people.
Okay.
You really like them, huh?
I think their defense is still going to be like top five. And
running
I love
back,
their, I love their running back. I love Royce.
Oh, fucking Booker. Love their guy. The wide receivers are great, man. You got Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Cortland Sutton who's a rookie.
Yep.
Jake Butt, the god.
Jake Butt, my man, Jake Butt.
Yeah,
so that's,
I got Chad
that's
Kelly.
That's my team.
Okay, what about you, Juice?
You said Denver Broncos, LA Rams, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna say New Orleans Saints and. Saints and wow, the AFC's hard because I don't want to pick the Patriots. I don't think they're going to do it. So I'm going to say the Saints and give me the Texans.
Okay.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Either Texans or Chargers, one of those teams. But I think yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go with the Saints as well. And the Steelers.
Pittsburgh? Yeah. Okay.
Pittsburgh, yep. Yeah, Steelers, Saints. That's my picks.
You got to jot these down, Jeff. You got to remember these. Because I don't remember anything.
Yeah, I'll create a little sheet. A little note.
Then whoever wins gets a whole bunch of mamoons for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else? What else we got?
College football.
You tell me.
College football. Do we want to do a separate pod about on college football?
Who's going to win the championship?
Yeah, I mean college.
Hold
yeah.
off on that. Wait a little bit for that.
I mean, here's my prediction: Bama. Bama's going back, winning it. Boom. There we go.
Yeah,
pretty simple.
Alabama, Clemson is definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
Ohio State will be there.
Ohio State, yep.
And
I agree.
Probably Big 12, Oklahoma. Their new quarterback, he's amazing. Kid Kyler Murray, he's a top 10 draft pick in baseball this year. I think a pitcher, maybe an outfielder, but I don't know. He's got a crazy arm, he can run, and he'll look just as good as Baker did. So those are my four. Hopefully my Irish get in, but Brian Kelly's the coach, so that won't happen.
Overrated Brian Kelly?
Yeah. Mr. Purple Face himself. Loser.
Yeah. Juice, what's your four?
What?
Jimmy Clemson, Alabama.
Uh. Manhattan Jaspers, kid.
Penn State.
Okay.
I'm Georgia the one, actually. Yeah. Georgia?
Okay. Yeah. That's a good one, too.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to say Bama, Miami.
Oh, wow.
Ohio State. And Georgia.
I just hope Ohio State doesn't get there. I think they will because fuck Urban Meyer, but I think they'll get there.
Yeah, I think they'll get there. They're going to be riding high off of this fucking controversy all season. And then Bama's solid. Miami, I feel like last year they were a year away. And then Georgia was, I mean, they had it. So,
do we have the guy from Hard Knocks on the pod or like trying to find out who he is and where he lives so we can party with him? That offensive line coach?
Oh, I've been hearing about this
Wiley?
Guy.
He's great.
Yeah.
I
bring him to the bar to tell me your hut the whole entire time.
He's the star of the whole season, right?
Yeah, he makes the show.
I've been hearing about him. Everyone's been
that guy is crazy.
Everyone's been joking.
He drives a white Maserati. You can barely get in and out.
Really?
He looks like he was born in 1895.
He looks like a walrus.
Oh my god!
He cracks me for that guy.
I'm glad they were on Hard Knocks, so you could see like. There's a reason they won one game in like 2 years.
Oh, yeah. They look like a Mickey Mouse like organization.
Coach,
like,
yeah, their coach is terrible.
They look so bootleg.
Oh boy,
so bootleg.
You need to hire somebody, man. For real.
The Browns. That is just a brutal franchise to root for. Probably the worst in sports. Like worse than the Knicks. Worse than anyone. I mean, what? It's so bad.
Oh, speaking of the Knicks, for that guy, obviously we all know about it. He sold his Knicks fandom for, how much was it? Like
what a loser. Yeah, like 35, like 30-some. Like 3,200 or something.
Who paid for that? It's some like young kid. He's like 20 or 19 or something.
What?
Why'd he buy it?
That paid for the fandom? Well, he's probably some Armenian like billionaire, like L.A. Armenian billionaire or something like that, billionaire's son or something.
I heard it like real quick, but I gotta read more about it. But supposedly he's like, yeah, it'll be good for my YouTube channel or some shit.
Oh my god!
But like, really, this is the most like 2018 thing I've ever heard in my life.
That infuriated Knicks fan. He wanted them to draft Trey Burke and Michael Porter Jr. Get the fuck out of here! Like, we don't want you.
Well, did you see the picture of him? He's a 33-year-old guy, Hoboken.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. And I said that's a fine on me. It's Trey Young, not Trey Burke. I love Trey Burke. Keep going.
So like, there's our picture on Twitter. He's like taking a bathroom selfie with like his Ulay jersey on. He's,
I saw
like,
that
neon shorts. I'm like, this fucking guy.
He has no fucking dick.
A loser.
Yeah, he has no.
He's not even a real Knicks fan. He's not even a real Knicks fan.
Knicks actually have a good summer, like one of the best drafts ever. Like, I feel like they're starting to trend up. David, you know, they got Fizz, like, and this guy decides now that he's done. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, I just hope this Jabroni doesn't get like attention during the year. Supposedly he's been like trying to get on, like he tried to get on Boomer and Geo this morning, trying to get on like ESPN.
We're talking about him, right? So, but you know, hopefully.
No, I know. That's the thing. He's getting what he wants.
You know, it's really interesting. I the other day I was like telling our friend Adam Rakiel, shout out Anytime Fitness, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week gym, Southside Park. I was telling him how I'm like, I know the Knicks are going to be terrible this year. They're going to be so bad. It's hard to get excited. And then like a day passed and I was on Instagram and I see videos of Mitchell Robinson just working out, just dunking, running up and down the court like a deer, looking like a beast. And now I think they're like a 4 seed in the playoffs and I'm back in.
Yeah.
Oh, you're all the way.
I'm ready. It's not far away at all.
Yeah, like seeing Trey Burke like running in the desert and what we saw from Knox and Robinson in summer league. You know, Frank looks like he got a little bigger. My son Frankie. All the hype with the free agents next summer. Fizdale is coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think we're trending up, but you know. You know, I don't want to get too excited. Yeah. Yeah, we're really not that far away. We're a month from training camp, maybe less.
Yeah, wild, yeah. Wild. Did you guys watch the LeBron show or no?
I got to watch it.
I watched it. I have mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, it was a little too politically involved for me.
Yeah.
You know, I thought they were going to shoot the shit, like, you know, who the biggest trash talkers, telling, like, stories, like,
that's what I thought.
Partying, like, just like fun, like loosey goosey shit. Like, oh, this guy got so like fucked up in Miami one time. We had to do this thing and blah blah blah. No, it got right into
they advertised that show like it was barbershop talk, and they were going to be around drinking wine and just fun conversations, like arguments about sports or whatever.
Yeah,
and when I turned it on, I watched. It was really, really political.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just didn't like the way the conversations were going. But I will say this. Odell spoke for a quick minute, and he talked about like a zoo animal. And I felt bad for him. Like, I kind of get it.
I do, too. I feel like, obviously, we can't, you know, put ourselves in his shoes. But, like, I feel like, I know exactly, like, what he means, because he's so this guy can't walk down the street, bro. Like, everyone knows him, and they're all Odell, dude. You know,
Odell Dan.
Yeah,
I feel like a zoo animal sometimes,
right?
And the thing is, like, it's hard for anybody. Like, everyone's always gonna say, well, he just got a $95 million contract and makes millions, but like,
yeah,
you're about the money, like, it's just how you feel as like a human being.
Yeah,
I felt bad for him, I felt a little bad for him. But other than that,
I'm trying to think if there's like any interesting things at all. Like, I don't want LeBron's little flunkies around Maverick Carter, and can't stand those guys.
I think those guys are clowns.
Those guys are like, I don't know, I feel like they always were dissing like New York too. So I always have like a grudge against them.
Yeah, I gotta watch. I gotta watch that, but that. Doesn't sound like a great review from you guys, so.
You're going to be jumping right into it.
Yeah.
I'm
but,
sure.
But no, I'll definitely peep it. It's like a half hour, right?
It'll get better. I bet from like week to week it changes. Like, they're going to have different topics or whatever. So, right. I hope.
Don't worry, guys. The weather is clearing up this weekend. I know Ozark is going to drop, but you might have to put Ozark on hold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's clear enough. It's not going to rain anymore.
Well, I saw clouds up for Sunday. But Friday and Saturday look nice.
Huh.
Okay.
Wow. Starting to turn. Okay.
Hopefully it just really turns. The whole weekend's nice. But I do want to catch Ozark. If I can ever lift my head up away from these books.
Back to school. Yeah, B. Feel for you. Feel your pain, man.
Fucking
sucks.
Yeah. But... All right, guys, we've said it all.
Yeah, man.
Or maybe we haven't. But
shout out to Output.
Oh yeah,
guys, we're back.
Great time at Output, but yeah, we're back. Summer's coming to an end, so we'll be doing this a little more regular.
Shout out to Eric Banner. He was asking for the pod. He was crying for it.
All right, cool. We're back, baby.
He's coming on, right? Eric!
And let's get together sometime soon. Let's do the next one, you know, in person, so we can, you know, touch each other's faces.
Five.
And, you know?
Five nice. Output deck.
I'm gonna make sure I wear a Giants Rey Mysterio mask.
Yeah, how many Saquon shirts do you have now? Double digits yet?
A couple.
Okay. My man's got one for every week, guaranteed.
Yeah, that's great. All right, we gotta go.
BP kit every. All
right. Peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome.